Together, you four together, you four together, and you three, okay? Okay. So let's imagine that we campaign for the UNICEF. Let's imagine that we would like to post pictures on Instagram, and you have to tag them, you have to add hashtags, okay? So I will give you pictures, and your task is to add hashtags, okay?
So this is for your group?
This is
for your
hashtag?
Hashtag.
Try to add hashtags. I give you like a minute, okay?
Can we write on the paper?
Sorry?
Can we write
yes,
paper?
Sure, that's for you.
Are you ready?
Okay. So if you are ready, I would like to ask one representative from each group to present, to show the pictures around and to tell the hashtags, okay? So let's start with this group here. Mm-hmm. Can you please show the pictures around? Mm-hmm. Attention, please. Uh-huh. So that's their pictures.
To the first picture, we tagged equal dividing.
Uh-huh.
To the second picture, eating the word.
Uh-huh.
To the third picture, hashtag poverty and hashtag helping poor people.
Uh-huh, helping poor people, very good. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Let's see the other, the next group. Uh-huh. Can anybody, everybody see it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Hashtag greenhouse,
mm-hmm.
Hashtag global warming,
mm-hmm.
Hashtag solar energy,
uh-huh.
Hashtag wind energy, and hashtag
wind.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Okay, this group here, show your pics around.
These are the pictures. So, hashtag water,
uh-huh.
Hashtag H2O for you too.
Mm-hmm.
Can I write it like this, no? Probably you can see. Hashtag UNICEF, hashtag water for children, hashtag water for all, hashtag clear water, hashtag clear our oceans.
Good job, I'm proud of you, okay? Next group. Mm-hmm. Ladies here, who's the representative?
Uh-huh. So, we have these pictures.
Yeah.
And
can everybody see it? Uh-huh.
Thank you. So it's all about one topic, yeah?
Uh-huh.
So hashtag equality, hashtag feminist, hashtag woman, hashtag man, hashtag
mm-hmm.
rights, hashtag peace, hashtag independence.
Wow, thank you girls, good job. And our last group. Uh-huh.
Hashtag children, hashtag school, hashtag education, hashtag learning, hashtag knowledge, hashtag growing, hashtag sciences, and hashtag getting smarter.
Lovely, thank you, you all did a very good job. So now let's imagine that we will post all these pictures and we need one common hashtag. Can you guess what it is?
Hashtag UNICEF.
Hmm?
Hashtag UNICEF. Hashtag.
Global goals. Hashtag global goals. Uh-huh. So, now we will watch a video and we will learn more about these global goals. So I would like you, do you have a piece of paper? You have a verb book somewhere? Uh-huh. So, we will watch this video. And I have some questions for you, okay? The first question is, who came up with the idea of the global goals? So the idea, who came up with it? What are these global goals? And how many global goals are there together? Okay, all together. Mm-hmm. Okay, did you jot down the questions? So the idea, who came up with the idea, what are these, and how many altogether?
Imagine you're traveling in space. You're looking for intelligent life. You've been traveling for a while because space is very, well, spacious. And then you see it. Earth. A tiny island in space. A little speck of water, rock and soil. With a thin veil of air that we can breathe. There might be life out there in space. But here on Earth, it's everywhere. If you think about it, we all need the same basic things. Fresh water, clean air, and healthy food. The good news is that Earth has enough of those for all of us. The bad news is that we've got a few problems in the way. The first is climate change. The way we're living on Earth now is damaging the very things we need to live. The fields we burn are choking the atmosphere. We're running out of clean drinking water, changing the weather. The second problem is inequality. Some people on Earth have far more than they need, and most people don't have nearly enough. This can lead to poverty, and that's not fair. Millions of people are unable to get medicine that could stop them from getting sick, or cure them if they do. In some places, children complain about having to go to school. In others, millions of children can't go to school at all. Is that fair? Luckily, we have a plan. The United Nations just announced the Global Goals for Sustainable Development. These are 17 goals to protect the planet against climate change and make the world safer, fairer, and more just for everyone. We have to achieve these goals by 2030. The great thing about having a plan is that we can check how we're doing along the way, give ourselves a pat on the back if we do well, and try harder if not. 2030 isn't so long away, so we'll need to encourage each other with lots of ideas. We can start by making these goals famous. There are 17 goals altogether, so lots of different ways in which you can help. What if being a girl or a boy makes no difference to how safe you feel, the friends you have, or the places you could go? What if you found new ways to make water clean and drinkable? What if we could recycle all of our waste? What else do you think we could do? We all live on Earth, and we depend on the Earth to live. We have many different cultures. We only have one planet. If we take care of it, and each other, and share with each other, barely sustainable, everything we need is right here. Someday we may find intelligent life on other planets. In the meantime, let's see how intelligent we can make it down here for all of us. At home, on Earth.
What are these goals, Gergő?
Education, problem solving, health problem solving, poverty solving, and clean water.
So can you summarize?
Make our world safer.
Exactly.
Sustainable.
Exactly. Very good. So to protect our planet. And how many global goals are there altogether?
17.
Good job, exactly. Now, so who do you think is responsible for all that? How about turn to your groups and discuss. So who's responsible for that? Let's collect some ideas. Who can do against all these issues? I give you like a minute, okay? Just quickly brainstorm. So who's responsible? I would like to
All of us. We should all
exactly put it down. So I guess you have some ideas. Let's listen to them. Ladies here. So who's responsible?
We think everybody needs to do this, and we need to do it together.
Others. Who can do for that as well? How about governments? others?
Politicians.
Politicians, very good.
Representatives.
Representatives, very good. So, we have some goalkeepers. And it's not about football, actually. So, who do you think is a goalkeeper? Who do you think is a goalkeeper? So those who are standing up and taking action for the global goals. It can be a famous person and it can be ordinary people as well. So I wrote you some example. Do you know who is she? No? She's a supermodel. Okay. Do you know who is she?
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes, it's an actor.
Hmm? Yeah, it's... Who's the role he's playing?
Jamie
Lannister. Very good. Very good. And?
Oh.
Now you know why I love him, right? Yeah, so... But... So you don't have to be famous. So as ordinary people, we can still do for these goals. So now... Yeah, so do you think young people have a responsibility?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. And can we make a difference?
If you try, yes.
Yeah. So now you will hear about young people who actually did make a difference. Again, I would like you to work with your group. And you have, again, questions to answer. So... first question, what was the problem? And what did these young people do to solve it? How did they help to solve it? So everybody has to answer these questions, but you have to, you have different people, okay? So this group, you, Anif from Istanbul. So what did she do? Okay, Anif from Istanbul. Here, Rohit from Bangalore. This group here, Urban Creators from North Philadelphia. Urban Creators, North Philadelphia. Team Cherish, Nigeria. Team Cherish, Nigeria. And the last group. Melati and Isabel from Bali. Melati, Isabel from Bali. And there's one for all of you. So plus one for all of you. Mazoon from Syria. What did she do, okay? This is for everybody. Mazoon from Syria.
Hello, I'm Emma Watson. We have an urgent mission to complete by 2030, and I really need your help. We need to fight global inequality, end extreme poverty, and respect our planet. Watch this film to find out how you can use your creativity and power to help us achieve these goals. Thank you. Hello? Hello? Are you there? I was just saying that we have to use our creative superpowers to achieve the United Nations global goals. How? Although the Earth is just a tiny speck in space, it seems enormous to us when we're on it. The global goals can seem huge too. But if you focus on fixing the things where you live, you can make a big difference. There are three ways you can help. You can invent, innovate, and campaign. So buckle up, and let's take a lightning flight around the world to see what young people are doing for a first stop is Istanbul in Turkey, where we meet Filip. She's an inventor. Like many big cities, there's a lot of pollution in Istanbul. Some caused by petroleum-based plastics. Filip wasn't happy about that, and wanted what she could do. So she invented a new natural plastic made from banana skin. Oh, seriously? It's cheap, easy to recycle, and you can make it in your own kitchen. And if you don't have banana desserts, you can't really do it. Unless you eat too much. So, let's talk about chocolate. This is Rohit. He lives in Bangalore in India. The population there
very quickly. And so is all the work. Waste. A regular toilet uses 6 litres of water each time it's flushed. This is too much for a water scarce. So he invented a toilet that saves 50% of that water. He called it the vacuum flush. His invention won an international science prize, and now he's flushed with his own success. You can be an innovator, be creative, and think about how to improve the way we live. Take Urban Creators in North Philadelphia. This amazing group of teenagers reclaimed derelict land in a dangerous rundown neighborhood. They built a thriving farm where they grow fresh food. Now, they have hundreds of local homes and restaurants. Life Do Grow Farm has transformed the community, made it healthier and safer for everyone. Now, let's go to Nigeria, which is one of the fastest growing populations in the world. This is Tim and Charis, a group of brilliant girls who are solving a big problem. Team Charis realised that in parts of Nigeria, lots of people get sick because rubbish isn't cleaned up properly. So they created Discardius, a phone app which will pull waste and will take care of everything in eco-friendly crafts. See? Sometimes a healthy world is just a hard, great idea. You could be a campaigner. Malati and Isabel are sisters from Bali. They go on a mission to stop plastic bags from harming their beautiful island home. Millions of plastic bags in the ocean. They clean the water and harm marine life. Malati and Isabel decided enough was enough. They won expeditions and beach cleanups, and now their efforts have convinced their government to ban plastic bags in Bali by 2018. Finally, let's go to Jordan. This is Nazim from Syria. She used to live in a refugee camp. Many girls in the camp had to marry so young that they had to give up their education. Mazoom thought this was a big mistake, and she wanted to campaign to convince parents to keep their daughters in school and not make them marry too young. All girls have a right to a good education. But just look at what one educated girl can achieve with enough determination. Young inventors, innovators and campaigners everywhere are changing the world for good. And so can you. You just need to care, get creative and collaborate. If you all do that, the world is better. It can really make the global goals a reality. I'm just saying.
Give you a minute and you can discuss in your group the results, okay? Compare your answers.
Okay.
So now let's see the groups one by one. So Anif from Istanbul.
Yes.
Okay, so what was the problem?
The lots of fumes from industries, the pollution, and the lots of plastic, the waste.
Exactly.
And she recycled.
What did she invent?
Recycling machine.
She made
natural plastic.
Very good. It was a natural plastic made of what?
Banana
skin. Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's see now Rohit from Bangalore, India.
Yes, so what the problem was that when they flushed the toilet, they had to use too much water for it, like 6 liters, was it? So he found a way that it can be reused in a way, so they would use less water.
Exactly.
The toilet.
Exactly, thank you. Exactly, so saving water.
Yes.
Urban Creators from North Philadelphia.
There was a dangerous place, and then they reclaimed it, and they started to plant trees and vegetables.
Exactly. And what kind of group is this? Is Urban Creators? It's a group of
young
teenagers like you. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Nigeria. Nigeria Team Cherish. Esther, please.
The problem was the rubbish. They didn't have enough rubbish can be taken away.
Again, what type of group was that?
A teenager group.
Young girls, yeah. Thank you. Group number 5 at the back. Esther, please. Speak up a bit. Again. So what was the, who can help? What was the solution?
They cleaned the water.
So they started a campaign for cleaning the beautiful island of Bali. And who are they? Who are these two girls? They are sisters, right? And what about Mazoon? Esther, yeah.
She was a young girl who
from
Syria.
Syria.
And she had to marry when she was young. And
it was not her, but
not her.
Other girls, yes. From a where did this happen?
A refugee
camp. Yeah.
Yes. And so they couldn't go to school.
Exactly. Can you guys imagine marrying in your age? Is it? I think it's horrible. Do you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, I have something for you. Okay, can I ask Imi to read it out loud?
There are no superpowers for one to be a co-creeper. Everyone can be a co-creeper by simply choosing any of the rubber balls and starting to push.
Okay. Now again, I would like you to discuss this sentence with your group. Okay? Do you agree? Do you disagree? How can you imagine it? Is there any unfamiliar words? Do you understand? Okay. So I give you like 2 minutes. How about that?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so what's your views on this, Gabu?
We agree with this sentence because it's true.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine being a goalkeeper?
Yes.
Uh-huh, good, okay. Ladies here, Hannah?
We think everybody can do for our work.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be rich or famous.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Your name is?
Funny.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, okay. And can you imagine something that you you can do? Can you imagine something? How about I show you a video and you can find out, okay? So, on my phone. Lala.
Yeah. Hello. Hello, it's me again. Just catching up on these global goals. There's a lot you can do to help get the goals done if you get creative. But getting started can be hard, and we all need a little nudge sometimes. Especially when the problems can seem enormous from where you are standing. I'm here to nudge you. And funnily enough, the best place to start is right where you are standing, with the person you know best. You. Lots of things you do in your life have an effect on the goals. From what you buy, to what you eat, to how you treat other people. Come on, little chain.
Here,
Let's leave it, and now I would like you to turn to your group again and discuss the following two questions. Is there a goal you'd like to fight for? And can you think of something you could do, okay? So let's discuss it with your groups. Is there a post, is there a goal you would like to fight for, and how can you help?
Exactly. Thank you. This group here.
I think every one of us is would like to fight for inequality.
Mm-hmm. Inequality. Uh huh.
Yes, but I think in our age it's not really possible.
Uh-huh.
But I would like to fight for the clean oceans. And the seas, because my favorite animal is the turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart breaks when I see the turtles.
Okay, guys, so thank you very much for your cooperation. Sorry for my technical failures. See you on Monday, right? Yeah.